Welcome to the Fuller Chasing Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 13th of January, and I'm recording at 10:16 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time here in chilly London. Okay, well, an exciting day, although not one that ended well. Didn't start off too badly. Asia-Pacific markets responding to the rally that we saw yesterday in Europe and also the Americas, particularly the U.S. Japan up 2.88% on the Nikkei 225 index. That was very much the highlight in the Asia-Pacific region. The Hong Kong Hang Seng Index was also higher, up over 1%, but the important mainland China shares closed lower, with the Shanghai Composite down 2.42%. The rest of the indices were all higher. Best gains, South Korea up 1.34%, the Australian market up 1.27%. And Thailand, a good gain of 1.86% among the profitable moves, which is, say, dominated the table. But Europe started off strongly against that background. And at one stage, the Dow, I beg your pardon, not the Dow, the DAX, the German DAX index was up nearly 1.5%. A lot of these European indices were up 1.5% or more, but as Wall Street's rally faded, those gains were pegged back, and the DAX actually closed down 0.25 point. Modest gains on the other European indices, but they will certainly be challenged tomorrow, as will a number of those Asia-Pacific indices, because Wall Street, well, good pre-market gains of over 100% on the Dow, over 15%, I beg your pardon, not percent, over 15 points on the S&P 500 pre-market, 15 points higher, but it's closed down over 48 points tonight. And to go back to the Dow for a minute, that had been up over 100 points in the pre-market, closed down 364, or 2.21%. The S&P was down 2.5%. And then the NASDAQ Composite, remember that had been the leader on the upside, walloped here by 3.41%. So that's trouble. Canada weak, Mexico barely changed, Brazil a little weaker. Now, I'm afraid this is clear evidence that we're heading back into bear market territory. And as a matter of fact, some indices are already there. The important transport index, which peaked way back in November 2014, and that is very clearly in bear market territory, and it's been in free fall the last few days. And the Russell 2000 index that moved into bear market territory here today, down 22%. That's the statistical, the minimum statistical definition of a bearish trend. I've said in the distant past that I thought it was a little too tight, because you get plenty of 20% moves in either direction these days, and I wouldn't call every one of them a bull or a bear market, but nevertheless, that's the way it will be recorded here overall. And more importantly, the chart patterns do not look good, very top heavy, and at the best, broken up trends and developing extended top formations quite possibly. So I think we're going to see further selling over the next few months. We do have a short-term oversold condition that produced a couple of days' rally on Monday and Tuesday, but today more than wipes that out on Wall Street and a lot of the other markets. have already been in bear market territory. So negative stuff. What will be taking place here? Well, the U.S. market, we know that was somewhat overvalued, and with profits lower last year in the U.S. market, and also flattered by the share buybacks, that may not be so easy to do going forward. And so we're getting a downward adjustment, which will lower valuations. I don't think we'll get a 2008 or 2000 type bear market, which was huge. This will be tough on some sectors, as we've already seen in the resources sectors. And moving on to other markets here, the U.S. dollar index, it's down a little bit today. We probably had some intervention. It got up to 99.33 early in the day. It's currently at 98.93, but that's still not far away, clearly, from that important 100 level. And I think if that breaks out to the upside anytime soon, I think that will cause further problems for both the U.S. and other markets, particularly among countries that had borrowed in U.S. dollars. The industrial metals were all firmer this morning, but those gains faded. China closing down, not a lot, 40 cents at 195.5. I should mention other currencies here. Well, relatively steady here overall. I mean, relatively quiet, I should say. The euro is at 1.0878, and the sterling is at 1.44. Australian dollar, soft, 0.6953. The Chinese renminbi, which has been seeing I would call it a controlled gradual devaluation, although I think the Chinese are denying that. I'm not sure about that. But at any rate, it's been ranging here for the last week. But I would expect it to move lower over the intermediate term. And that's not surprising, as it is still mostly a developing economy overall. Indian rupee also moved a little lower last year, but is reasonably steady in here this week as well. And the yen currently at 117.65. That won't be soft enough to help the Japanese stock market tomorrow, I suspect, following Wall Street's close. So is there anything favoring the bulls in here? Well, the fear factor here is lifting precious metals a bit more. Palladium up $16.8 at 486 and change. Silver currently up just over 40 cents at $14.15. Platinum currently up almost $11 at $849.5. Gold steady here at 1093 and change. Problem is, though, the moment you get somewhat steadier performance in stock markets, then you see those gains eroded pretty quickly in precious metals overall. And I think in the long history of precious metals, fear will drive them higher. But, you know, it's hard to sustain fear and beyond the short to medium term at most. And after that, as far as the crowd is concerned, after that, then precious metals weaken again. But they're in form today. And on that note, be careful and all the very best to all of you.